Well, folks, I could spend many hours searching out Zinfandels because it's a grape that's very close to my heart. I'm with Jeff Gendra, and we are at Hush Vineyards, and we're in Anderson Valley. This wine is not from Anderson Valley, but another area very close to here. As far as the crow flies, so not more than 30, 40 miles.
Probably even less than that. Maybe even 17, 20 miles.
Totally different areas, though.
Yeah, completely different. It's a mountain range that divides us, and on average, we're going to have temperatures that are 10, 15 degrees warmer. And with a grape like Zinfandel, the old-timers have always said you need to bake the flavors into it.
I've never heard that.
Well, you're not old enough then.
I appreciate that. I'll take that as a compliment.
But yeah, with the heat that we get over in the Ukiah Valley, our Zinfandel really hits its pinnacle. And this comes from a very special place in the Ukiah Valley called the Garzini Ranch, a vineyard first planted back in the early 1900s. I believe Garzinis were working with that land as early as 1902.
Sounds Italian.
Oh, very Italian. And those Italian vineyards, man, they put a little bit of everything out there. Kind of a cool feeling when you're out in that kind of vineyard, because it's the history of California and more so the history of Mendocino.
It is a history lesson in itself. And it's very interesting what cuttings they... Oh, they didn't bring the cuttings over. We won't say that.
Just a little bit of everything. Who knows? They could have brought them in their suitcase. They could have taken them from their neighbor.
I think really what it says to people is that the people from the old world weren't sure that they were going to have what they have in the old world, so they brought them with them.
Yep, bring it when you can.
So Zinfandel and food, we have a broad spectrum here, but I'm really into barbecue and some pork ribs and chicken and the whole spectrum, because this makes you hungry.
Yes, and we're really aiming at more of an elegant style of Zinfandel that will work with the food. In general, foods that are earthy and spicy just have a great play with the Zinfandel, and that way every bite of food is like the first bite and every sip of wine is like the first sip.
You know what I love with Zinfandels, and maybe we'll beg the chef for this, pepper steak with a nice, thick, dark sauce. And maybe even Asian flair to it. It goes so well with Zinfandel.
Sign me up.
Well, folks, we are signed up for some great food and wine, which will be coming right at you. And we did save you a seat. Cheers.